Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Everyone, welcome. And thank you for joining us, Working for Christ. I am stepping in for Brother Dwayne Harshaw. He wasn't able to come on tonight. The host and co-host, Deacon Wes Armstrong and Sister Arlene Armstrong. Be standing in for him. Okay. We have a disclaimer. And it's from the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. Again, welcome to Working for Christ. Thank you for joining in, those who have tuned in. We give God the praise. We honor him because of what he has given us to do. As I said earlier, we're standing in for Brother Dwayne Harshaw. And my wife and I, we had a short discussion, a minute or two, about what we were going to talk about. And she mentioned tomorrow's going to be Palm Sunday. So we got a little something together for you, and we ask you to join in and help us out wherever you can. And we know God's going to bless. It's going to be a great focus. Okay, we'll have a prayer request. Let's each make those known to God, the sick and afflicted, the bereaved family, those who have lost loved ones, those who have lost their homes, those who have lost their jobs, those who have lost their way, lost hope, and are lost in their life in the world. We truly thank God for what he has given us and how he's taken care of us and given us life, health, and strength. Once again, we truly thank him and give him the honor. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Okay, let's go to God in prayer, everyone. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we truly honor you and thank you, God, for the time you have been given us and our life, health, and strength. How you brought us into a brand new day, Father God, something that we weren't worthy of, but you allowed us because of your love for us, Father God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for watching over our souls, for assigning to us, Father God, jobs in our life that are your will, working for the kingdom. Honoring you. And thank you, God. We love you this evening, and we ask you to bless those that are listening, those that are going to join in with comments, and those that are just listening by computer. And we need, Father God, to be encouraged. We need to encourage those that need encouraging. We need to speak hope, Father God, to those that are hopeless, those that don't see their way, Father God, those that are still in the darkness, Father God, as we were once upon a time. And you brought us up out of the darkness, and it is for us to help the next man, woman, boy, and girl, and let them know that they have been reconciled to God by Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ. his death and burial and resurrection. We give God the praise, and we also ask you, Lord God, to look out and protect those in Russia and the Ukraine and the Middle East, Father God, and South America, but mostly in this country, Father God. It's a silent war. It's not fought with weapons. My God, this is our home. Praise God. And we thank you for being able to live peaceably with our neighbor on each side. They're not like us, Father God. We're different, but you make a way for us to live peaceably, Father. Truly, thank you. Thank you for the saints. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. And we give you the honor for being allowed to sit in this time for Brother Harshaw. Giving you the praise, glorify your holy name. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. We thank you who have called in this evening. we didn't get a subject from Brother Harshaw, but as I said, my wife and I, we came up with a thought of what is Palm Sunday? Our understanding is that it represents the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem, where the people thought that he was going to take over and become king, get rid of the Romans, and set up his kingdom right here on earth. You know, this was the people's understanding, but they didn't know. Their eyes were closed, and they were wanting something that wasn't necessarily truly impossible, but it wasn't a part of God's plan. No, it was not a part of it. God had other things for man and mankind. Everyone in the world was included in God's plan from before the foundation of the world. But he wanted the Jews to bring the Gentiles and the rest of the world into the understanding of who God was and what God's plan was for everybody. But since they failed, God put them on the back burner, so to speak, and decided to, it was time to implement his plan. Because the people, they were stiff-necked, they were uppity, and they called the rest of the world dogs. If you weren't an Israelite, you were a dog. And you didn't deserve, or you didn't count as one of them, so you were left out. But God, he is our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and he is our judge, and we, none of us are left out. Christ died for the world while we were yet in our sins. Christ died for the ungodly and made a way. Okay, all right. His sister, Aline, she's got a little something to add along.
They thought he came instead of an earthly kingdom. They thought he was going to set up an earthly kingdom and bring them on the wrong. That's not why he came. He was talking about a heavenly kingdom, a spiritual kingdom. But they thought he was going to deliver them from the Romans. That ain't why he came. And he was talking about a spiritual kingdom. And he came to die for the kingdom. Yeah. That represents him coming in when he told the
Matthew 21:9. going to be part of this, then I'm going to open up the mic for your opinion, your comments about this. We're not preachers, but we're here to carry the word and give an understanding of what was given to us to the next person in line. Okay? All right. Let's do this. Matthew 21, starting at 2. Okay? Starting at 2. All right. Saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. Now, verse 4, this was done. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Sion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And when the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cut down branches from the trees, and strawed them in the way. The multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Praise God. Okay. Now, the people imagine, I could say, the people imagine a vain thing because they didn't understand and realize that God's kingdom is not going to be in this world, of this world as it is. No, this world, this place has to be cleaned up first before anything can be done or changed here. Okay? But Palm Sunday is a week before Easter. And Easter is my understanding. I'm going to get too far into this because there's pros and cons. But Easter, it's a time when people celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, this is to be a holy week. The Jews, there was a holy week for the Jews, and there was more than one celebration. And a lot of people think that on Good Friday was the day that Jesus was killed. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, we all have to do some research sometimes to find out the real information and not just what we've heard or what's been passed down from generation to generation. And, you know, we need to know that we know that we know that we know. If we don't know, let's not talk too much about it. Or if we do mention it, you know, we're not going to delve into it, you know. No. But it's just to mention that Palm Sunday is a day of reckoning. And see, Jesus, he knew. And you know, he tried to tell the disciples what was going on. They just couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that he came to die. He tried to tell them several times. They did not understand that. You know, just like now and the way the world is right now, people, they cannot understand why things aren't getting better. It's not the will of the Father. It's not God's will that things get better now or that so-and-so is running for president, you know what I'm saying, or the government passed these laws over here for this and that to go on. No. Man's doing leads to destruction. And, you know, I can say that because when I was doing my thing out in the world, it was my way, doing my thing, my way, and it led to destruction. But it was only by the grace of God that I'm still alive and have a sound mind and was knowledgeable enough to ask God to save me from myself and the sin that I was drowning in. You know, but to God be the glory, okay? Sis, do you have something else? Okay, I'm going to turn on the mics, and please, those that are listening by phone, we ask that you shut down any background noises, TV or children playing. Thank you.
And that's why
the triumphant entry, he went in and he proclaimed that he was the king of the Jews. Because he came into this world to die.
He came to die.
And he knew his time was near. But until his time came, he would escape out of their hands.
They tried, but he would escape out of their hands.
But when the time came that he was to be caught, he didn't try to escape. He surrendered into their hands because it was his time. And just like it's the time for all of us. Praise God, because he came into this world to die. That was his purpose.
That was his purpose, to die
for the sins of the world. And when he hung on that cross, the sins of the whole world went into Jesus Christ on the cross. And he reconciled us back to God. And all we have to do is just receive what he did on the cross and repent and just walk in unforgiveness. All we have to do. Mm-hmm. Anyone got any comments this time?
Praise God. Praise God. Yeah.
Anyone got any comments? So he did that for the whole wide world. For the rapist, for the murderer, for whatever sin there is. It went into Jesus Christ. Praise God.
That's right. Let me read this real quick. This was from Zechariah 9. This is the Old Testament. They said that everything about Jesus was new, but this point is Jesus Christ. This is Zechariah. It's right there. Zechariah 9. Okay, I may have read it. Okay, now, Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O thou, O God of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king comes, is just and having self, lowly and riding upon the coat for the fall of the grass.
I got this right here.
The prophecy was fulfilled in every particular aspect. Rejoice at Jerusalem's welcome. Unfortunately, the celebration was not that the crowd looked for a man who would rescue them politically and free them nationally. Jesus had come to us spiritually. First thing first, and mankind's primary need is spiritual, not political, not even a national. Even as the coat waved the crown branches and shouted for joy, they missed the true reason of the presence. They could neither see nor understand the cause. That's why, as Jesus approached Jerusalem, the other city, he wept over it and said, if you, even you, have only known on this day when you peace, but now it is hidden from you. The days will come upon you, will not leave one stone, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. And this was from, I think, Luke 19 and 41. It's cut back a little. It's a tragedy to see God recognize him for who he is. You know? And then, 1 week later, before I am crucified, you know, but there is coming a day every knee will bow and will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and the worship will be filled on that. You see, John, he recorded this in the book of John, and John, he talked about, you know, John 12, and I'm just going to read a little part of that. I'm still going to give time for any comments or any mention of anything by anyone. Okay, this is the book of St. John, the 12th. And I believe it's 12. Yeah, it's truly the same triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It is. Yeah, put it out here.
All right. Okay.
We're going to do St. John 12 and 16. These things understood the disciples first. But when Jesus was going, then remembered that these things were written of him, that they had done these things unto him, and crucifying Jesus Christ. The people therefore that him, when he called Lazarus out of the grave, and raised him from the dead, the record of what Jesus said. The Pharisees therefore upon themselves, conceive ye how it prevailed. Behold, the world is going. So in other words, the Pharisees were losing their power.
And how? That's right. Everyone in the church don't know who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who he is. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Are you finished reading?
Yes, no, I have my
Let me read this right quick and then someone can comment. I'm going to read out of John 13, starting at the 22nd verse. Then the disciples looked at the 21st verse. When Jesus said, he was troubled in spirit and sanctified and said, verily, verily, I say to you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter the that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then ran on Jesus, said unto him, Lord, is it? Jesus answered, he it is. I shall give him when I have gifted him. And when he had dipped him, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. And after this mark, Satan answered him.
Yeah.
Then said Jesus unto him, that did thou do it, do quickly.
Yeah.
Excuse
me, you got an echo.
I'm sorry. Well, some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we need of against the thieves, or that he should give something to the poor. But then, having received this mark, went immediately out, and it was dark. They said, what Jesus? He said, the one I gave the mark to, that's the one. But the eyes still didn't catch what Jesus said. He said, the one I give the smock to, that's the one. But they wasn't paying attention. But Judas had the money bag. And he's the one that sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. Everyone, he had the same privilege that the other disciples had, but he chose to keep the money and sell Jesus out. Anyone have anything to say on that? Anyone?
Well, let me comment real quick. Understand his word, the scriptures talk about it, but if we don't understand, we need to ask somebody. Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If the computer has got all this information, you know, go to church, get a little bit of information, but we have to be careful of what we take into our head, what we're listening to, and not get duped by the man that's leading the flock into his, you know, his thing, what he's about, you know, not about his glory or putting him up on a pedestal. No, it's about getting the information that we need to live peaceably. Now, my wife and I, we live peaceably among 1, 2, 3. We got several neighbors here where we live at. We're living peaceably here because we ask God. We pray to God for that peace. You know, and they understand who we are, where we're coming from. We may not be at the same culture or nationality as they are, but we are people, human beings. And we have to realize and understand, as we get older, we should have learned something out of life. You know, we should have learned something, not how to hustle people out of a couple of dollars. No, we should have learned how to live and live holy, live righteously without any chaos. If there's any chaos that comes in, we pray to God and ask him, Lord, help us to deal with this situation. Now, we're not going to wait until it happens. We're going to be praying all along. But to have that at hand. To have it at hand, you know. And we can't speak what we don't know. We cannot speak what we don't know. But Palm Sunday, we need to get an understanding of that. It's not a holiday, no. There's scriptures to explain and describe exactly what's going on, you know. They call it a Passion Sunday, when Jesus was on his way to the grave. People didn't understand it. People didn't want it to happen. But, hey, this is how our redemption came and the reconciliation back to God. That's how it came, by Jesus Christ coming into the world, taking all the sin of the world upon him, taking it to the grave where it's dead, and giving us an opportunity, all of humanity, giving them an opportunity to be reconciled to God, you know. And we need to be speaking the ministry of reconciliation. It's not about stepping on nobody's. It's not about stepping on nobody's toes about all that weed you're smoking. Boy, you need to pull them pants up. You know, that discourages people and makes them want to dig that hole that they're in a little deeper. Harder for themselves to get out, and they'll blame it on who? Guess who? The one that was giving that information. But we just tell people that God loves us. And
that's right.
He came into the world for you and me, and he went to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. He went to Jerusalem triumphantly, but the people read it wrong. They did. They read it wrong. They did. He didn't come to set up a kingdom on earth. No. They twisted, but we have opportunity to be able to understand this stuff, you know? It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about God, our Creator, the love he has for us. Because we were promised today, but God allowed us another opportunity to do and to love our neighbor. You know? Mm-hmm. So we thank God for Palm Sunday. Mm-hmm. We need to understand that they come in to Jerusalem triumphantly, but people read it wrong. I'm pretty sure today, if they would have known that he was coming in to die, something else, you know? I have the mics open. Anyone have a comment? Anyone? Yes.
Yeah, well, I'd like to make a comment on what Sister Armstrong said about Jesus, because Jesus loves unconditional. And when John asked him who it was that was going to betray him, he actually told them, only they weren't paying attention.
They weren't paying attention.
Because he said, he who I give the salt. In other words, when I dip it, and he dipped it. In other words, it was bread. Who I give the bread to. And he turned and he gave it to Judas Iscariot. And he was the one that was going to betray him. But the thing about it was, he didn't change the situation. He didn't, because he knew all about Judas, and he knew all about Peter. And he let everything go the way it was, because that's the reason he came into the world. And he said in the Bible that he come to do the will of his Father. And he did. And it wasn't easy for him. It was very hard and very difficult. And he loved them anyway. Unconditionally. And that's the way he loves us today. No matter what we do, he know when we're going to disappoint him or fail him, but that don't stop him from loving us. He knows when we're going to make a mistake. And you know, I looked at the word too. A lot of people may get the wrong understanding about passion. And passion, I'm not talking about, it's not all about having a sexual love between a man and a woman, but it's hate, it's fear, and it's violence, and anger, and that's what they felt for Jesus. And when he triumphed through Jerusalem, it was prophesied by Zechariah the prophet 500 years before that happened, that he was going to come through Jerusalem on a coat. And those people and the crowds that were there, and they took palm branches and their clothes and threw them in the nose and everything for him to ride on and sit on. And then, you know, Jesus was triumphant as he come through. But let me tell you, he knew. He knew what was going to happen in a few days. He knew that he was going to be crucified and he was going to die. He knew that he was going to be separated from the Father. But he never changed anything.
He didn't change.
He did according to the will of God. You know what? God's word never changes.
You don't change.
It stays the same, and it won't change for nobody. He doesn't compromise with anybody. He doesn't bargain with anybody.
No, he don't.
He does what's right, and he's a righteous God. And I think God never changes. I really do. Yes, I thank God he never changes. Because one thing I found out in this way, that I can always depend on him.
Depend on him.
When I can't depend on anyone else. And many times, it hurts when you can't depend on some people. And
that's
you have to
That's right.
But when you can always depend on God,
you can
that
depend
gives
on
you
him.
Encouragement. And it gives you strength to keep on going. So we know what Easter means. Because during that time, it was going to be the Passover, unleavened bread, the feast. And he was going to be the Passover lamb. Praise the Lord. And the thing about it was, he wasn't going to be killed and put on the altar. He was going to be crucified and die on the cross.
At Roman,
he was a perfect sacrifice. for us, and that's how we got redemption.
Praise God. Praise God. That's right.
And I thank God, because by him doing that, we've been redeemed. By his blood. Mm-hmm.
Praise
God. Yeah, we were redeemed by his blood. He brought us back
into the world
so that we might be reconciled to God.
Praise God. Mm-hmm.
A moment that he had done
mm-hmm.
for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very deep.
Praise God. Praise God.
And it's hard. And when you get into it and read it,
mm-hmm.
some of the things that he went through and the way he felt, it'll bring tears to your eyes.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise
that
God.
We shouldn't take lightly.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Praise
God. Let me
praise
read
God.
This on the
mm-hmm.
Luke 20, the 45th verse. It says, and he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein
uh-huh.
and them that bought, saying unto them,
yeah.
it is written, my
mm-hmm.
house is the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him and could not
yeah.
find what he might do. For all the people were very attentive to hear him. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
They never would
yeah.
find good. They always criticized and couldn't find good in him.
Mm-hmm.
But praise God,
yes,
they
yes.
was the ones guilty, not Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
that's
God.
Right.
That's
praise
right.
God. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. Praise
that
God.
Is, that is the truth.
God.
Because
praise
he had a busy
God.
Week. He had a busy week, like you said.
Yes, he did.
He went into the temple and he cleansed it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
what
he
was
did.
Supposed to be in there, he took it out.
Praise God. Yes, he
and
did.
He let them know exactly.
He
that
sure
it was
did.
To be the
he
it wasn't
Lord,
supposed
Lord.
To be a den of thieves, and that's what they were. They were using
it
for that.
Lord have mercy.
God is
Lord
holy.
Have...
God is holy. Praise
he
the Lord.
Yes.
That's why you can't do anything in the church, in the house of
in
God.
God's house. In God's house. You're supposed to respect
you
it.
You got to be respectful.
That's right.
Because
that's
God
right.
is holy. And if
he
you
told,
see anything that's wrong that's
said,
going on
told,
in there, you're not going to feel comfortable.
No. He said, for us to be ye holy, it's
that's
God.
Right.
Praise God.
Praise
exactly God. God.
Praise
man made
Lord. Hallelujah.
He made the denomination.
Glory.
For God, be ye holy as I am holy. That's what he said.
That's right.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise God.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, praise our God. I
wanted to mention real quick, when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem riding the coat, people were hollering
mm-hmm.
Hosanna. And I checked a little something here. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Name of
blessed
the Lord.
Is the King of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The word Hosanna means Lord, save us. And it shows
uh-huh.
the crowd was basically quoting a couple of verses from Psalm 118.
Praise
Psalm
God.
118. Yeah. And see, the people, that's that word king, they, those people, they got pissed up because of that word king. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They were kings, and they ruled things back then. You know, they was over
mm-hmm.
the people. They were over the land. And by them shouting out King, Jesus, the King of the Jews, they just knew that he was coming to take over. But he didn't come. He was riding on an ass. Now, who comes? You know, the way the world has been, that we have understood it and see it the way it is, the King does not come on an ass. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He comes. The king comes with great pomp and circumstance, you know,
mm.
A whole lot of what, glitter and gold and stuff like that. And the people, mm-hmm. you know, they looking
and
at it one way. But
yeah.
Understanding that it should have been. Now, if Jesus was truly mm-hmm. king, then he would have his army, you know. They mm-hmm. would have justified mm-hmm. in man's eyes, in other words. You know,
mm-hmm.
kings don't ride them. They don't ride them, no. But the mm-hmm. people, they took that this was the way he was doing it. And they just got lost. And like I said, one week they were, you know, praising him and whatever, and one week later they were crucified.
You know?
No. Get rid of him, you know?
Lord,
but he had come to say,
well, they really didn't understand his mission. They really
no.
didn't. He explained
no.
it to him, but
mm-hmm.
They had eyes, but they couldn't see. They had ears, but
yeah,
they couldn't hear.
He couldn't hear.
And they couldn't understand what he was
yeah.
doing, so
mm-hmm.
they just assumed that he was going to free them from the Romans.
Yeah.
And
yep.
take them back to the glory days of King
yeah.
David
mm-hmm.
and King Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the kingdom he was talking about, not the kingdom
no,
on this earth.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But the kingdom in heaven.
Yeah, they didn't either.
Right.
The disciples didn't really get it either. So
they
see,
didn't
were
get
not,
it. And he said, for
they
you,
didn't get it. They didn't
it,
get it.
You should know. They even asked about him about a parable. It's not you.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be able to understand the
yeah,
parable.
They
but they still didn't understand the parable that
they
Jesus was giving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they
didn't really
understand.
Go, they went.
And the next,
they went
next. That's why.
Yeah.
They were
mm-hmm.
looking in the natural.
They did,
because
yeah.
The
in
spiritual
that.
Part of the spiritual part of man had been missing.
Yeah, they didn't
it
get
had
it
been
either.
Missing. And he came back to restore that by reconciling humankind back to God,
back
so they can
God.
Become spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Although they got so natural mm-hmm. that they thought that what they was doing, you know, the masters back then. It was a sin thing continually, and it was all about them. What they thought was right, they were doing that, and just forgot about God. Forgot about them. They
mm-hmm.
saw the miracles
mm-hmm.
and everything, but it's like the miracles
and,
didn't
and,
mean a thing.
It didn't mean a thing.
Now I know,
and even the
Pharisees, myself,
they never seen any good. And
no.
when they went to the temple, they didn't go to praise
yeah.
God, but they went to tell how good they were. They were so self-righteous.
And they're saying
when you leave people, so they had so much pride and caused people to look down on others, thinking they were better than anybody else.
Yep.
And Jesus didn't
get into
their plan.
No.
So,
yeah.
They had to get rid of him. They plotted against him.
He called them hypocrite vipers and all that because they didn't even know who Jesus
mm-hmm.
was.
No.
They were worried about their position.
They didn't even know who he was.
That's
why
the people are today, they still don't know Jesus and don't want to know him.
Yeah.
That's
no.
why you can't
just
get caught up in positions. You get caught up in positions, who I am,
yeah,
look at me.
True.
You can't
that's
get caught up in that. No.
No, you can't. God's not caught up in your positions. He's caught up in your heart.
Get caught up in that. Fighter who God is. You have
right.
to, you know.
Mm-mm.
And people have to understand that no matter, they don't have to be out there and, you know, and wide open doing this and doing that. People will sneak and do stuff in the house and say, well, ain't nobody going
to
see me. Ain't nobody from the church
no,
going to see what I'm doing up here. But God,
he
sees everything.
Yeah, he has to be in
your heart.
Because if it's not in your heart, you're not.
You have to have that integrity.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the character of Christ.
He can truly be for you who God wants you to be, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, sis, you got anything? We got about 4 minutes.
I think that's all. We just have to have the character of Christ within us. And that if we got his character in us, we're going to do the right thing when we just no matter where we at. It has to come from my heart.
Yeah.
Well, we can get back on the Word of God, and it says, let this mind be in you.
Yes.
Also Christ Jesus.
That's
right.
And all good things come from above.
Yeah.
Right.
And also,
anything that's not of good, the enemy is not going to tell you. He's not going to tell you.
Not good. That's right. And then we can't be following behind the crowd and what the crowd says you know, telling people, this is it, right? We have to know for ourselves, because it said the crowds that went ahead of him and those that follow him shout now Hosanna to the Son of David. You know?
Yeah,
and they
follow the crowd.
Yeah, their thinking was in the wrong place. But we cannot be following the crowds, get an understanding of the Word of God, and let God lead us, no matter what the situation, good or bad, and we cannot wait till things turn out to be good before we start to praise him. It should be a continual thing. His word says, always pray and not faint.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
we have to know
what
we're
praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. And the truth will be revealed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Sutton was telling me, you got to pray without ceasing.
Yeah,
that's right.
And we live in a time where we have to. We have to pray without ceasing. Yeah, that's what we have to do. We gotta pray.
Yeah.
Without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And not only for ourselves, but we have to pray for the next man in line.
Yeah, you
can't keep it unless you give it away. So you think you're feeling good and you got everything going for you, you know, and you ain't got no prayer life, something's going to come through and you're going to wonder, well, why is this happening to me? I wasn't ready for this. And see, if we pray and keep to go through.
Yeah.
Praise God, we've got to stay in the hands of God and in his will. It's like those saying, you know, years ago they used to say, God is like Allstate. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Good
hands. He's like Allstate. When you're in God's hands, you're in good hands.
Good hands.
Right.
That's for sure.
Okay.
He's like Allstate.
Okay, we got about a minute. Can we get... one of you to take us out in prayer. We got about 45 seconds. All right? One of you.
That's the slogan, lead us out.
Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father, truly, Lord, once again, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we truly thank you, God, for this day that you gave us. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. And we say, thank you, Lord. If we had 10,000 people, we couldn't praise you enough because you've been so good. We thank you for this broadcast show tonight. We hope someone was blessed. And praise God, we pray that those that are still in the pardon of their sin, that they will turn around and be saved. God, convict them and help them to realize that this world's not our home. We're just passing through. But glory to God, you came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. And we ask you, God, to remember those that are sick and afflicted in the hospitals on the bed of affliction. We pray that you remember Evelyn Hood and all the sick. And we lift up to the Reed families tonight and all of our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you bless them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and praise. And we say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so very much. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
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 Lord.